You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Reedy Cabby on 702, your number one news and talk station on 92.7 and 106 FM.
You know, guys, there are so many cringe-worthy moments today, whether it's from the judgment itself or the president's answers in parliament or the ANC's statement on the Concord ruling. But I think for me, there's a big competition about which one is most cringeworthy. I still can't get over the president saying that the fact that the Gupta emails were released, were published, is testimony to strengthening transparency in this country. He makes it look like there was an official decision to release them. No, bozo. No, Einstein. There was a whistleblower. Anyway, I'm unable to. Let's speak to Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, who's the EFF national spokesperson, and of course the EFF central to this with the UDM. They were in court as well, making sure that the Concord pronounces itself on the powers of the speaker. Good afternoon to you, Mbuyiseni. Always a pleasure talking to you. Welcome. So
thank you.
This is where I want to start. We've dealt with this with Mr. Bantu Olumisa. The ANC thinks that it won and that there was a rebuttal against the opposition party. Its headline reads, ANC welcomes Concord's refusal to be abused by opposition parties wanting to co-govern with no popular mandate. How do you respond?
It is the usual moment of denialism on their part. It must be embarrassing for the ruling party that its speaker, Baraka Mbete, in the National Assembly had yet again to be corrected by the Constitutional Court. It must be a serious shame that we had to go to the Constitutional Court to clarify a very simple thing. Baraka Mbete, you have the power to exercise discretion on whether to grant a secret ballot or not. And anybody in the ruling party who celebrates that is ignorant of the very fact that they've given parliament to a leadership that has no capacity to interpret the rules.
Okay, so she can use her discretion, because I think people are responding to this as though it's a victory for the ANC in that the court didn't order Baraka Mbete to demand a secret ballot. But that's not what today was about. You just wanted the court to tell her that she does have that discretion and that power.
Yes, because we've been trying to tell Baraka Mbete all the time that you've got the discretion, and she has been refusing that she doesn't have the discretion, and we've had to go to court for that interpretation. Obviously, the court, as she did that at the court, she did not oppose the fact that once that is clarified, she will then apply her discretion. Had she done so, the second order that we sought would have been granted. But obviously, when they got there, they began to feel the heat of legal clarity, and that's why the court didn't have to give such an order. She must first refuse, and then an order can be given. But we don't need such an order. So the next step is that we want President Zuma's motion of no confidence to be voted on secret. And she must apply her mind. The court said that she has the discretion. And should she refuse, she better have very rational reasons. Otherwise, we'll be back at the court.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask. That obviously, you must strategize as opposition MPs the fact that the court has basically restored the separation of powers and saying it's your discretion. If she does say, using my discretion and my powers as confirmed by the court, it's going to be an open ballot as keeping with the pattern and the tradition. I mean, you can't really say, no, you can't do that.
No, she has to provide reasons. So we will have to hear what the rational reasons are. If you have persuaded the speaker that the circumstances provide in this case, number one, there's been intimidation. Number two, there's been an actual cabinet reshuffle which has resulted in the Minister of Finance and the Deputy Minister of Finance, accused of betraying South Africa through their activities when they went on a tour in the US and Europe. But also, the reality of the matter is that all those deputy ministers stand a chance of losing their jobs. So we want the conditions to vote in secret. She has to give a counter-argument on rational basis why a these circumstances do not dictate to that there must be a secret ballot. And if those reasons are not given, we'll go back to court. She will have to be ordered to give us a secret ballot.
Well, Jackson Tembu, Chief Whip of the ANC, has said that we will not vote with the opposition. And my sense is that that's the problem, that this is seen as a vote with and for the opposition, even though the Chief Justice was so eloquent when he clarified the distinction between loyalty to party and loyalty to the people. He said it in several languages. So in the ANC's psyche, or even their DNA, they don't see this as being a contest between party and the people. It's rather reduced to their party and all of you, which brings me to my next question. If the motion fails, then that would be the end of it. I mean, you've got a better chance of keeping this on the agenda if the speaker orders a secret ballot, rather than if she says, okay, open ballot, and then the motion fails. That will be the end of the road for you guys, would it not?
No. Remember, we are back in September for impeachment proceedings. So the man is not going to be let loose where he has undermined the Constitution. The Constitutional Court, as a matter of fact, ruled in that regard. Remember, we gave Baleka almost a full year to institute disciplinary proceedings after the Nkandla judgment, which said Zuma broke the Constitution or broke his oath of office. And then we went to the Constitutional Court directly that it must order impeachment proceedings. And that hearing will be, the date is in September. So if the motion of no confidence fails, we are still going to directly hold Zuma accountable through an impeachment proceeding. That's still before the December conference. But I must warn all of us. I mean, we are doing work. There's a lot of members of the ANC in those benches. That's why the ANC leadership is refusing. It's fighting with all their breath and might against the secret ballot, because they know that there are many people, there are many voices in their benches that are willing to vote in the best interest of the people of this country to remove Jacob Zuma from office. There's nothing to do with opposition politics, as you have correctly said, because they will still have an opportunity to vote their own person. So they are not affected in that regard at the level of the party. Their majority is not reduced. It remains the same. All we want is the removal of this single individual who is selling the country to the Guptas, whose cabinet reshuffle gets planned in Saxon World. So that's who we want removed. And to that extent, the ANC must relax. They should stop lying to their constituents and to their members of parliament. Their power, their majority will not be tainted. They will still have the opportunity to put whatever candidate they want. We won't even contest them. But all we want is the removal of Jacob Zuma from office. And if they don't, he will face the full might of impeachment proceedings in September.
Just very quickly, I mean, what reason are you guys being delusional? What reason do you have to be so confident? Because at the NEC, they said it's the ANC that can remove the president. When the matter was before the ANC, nothing happened. Those who wanted him out were in the minority. So why do you think this picture
That's
will suddenly
true.
Change? Or behind the scenes,
true.
That's not, yeah? Tell us, we don't know.
There are two things. Yeah? There are two things. Our briefings about the NEC meeting is that there's actually a lot of people who wanted him out. But they had an open ballot there as well. So the people who remained neutral are far much more than the people who spoke. That's important. That's number one. Number two, members of the NEC are not automatically members of parliament. Mm. Members of parliament are about 250-something of the ANC, actually 260-something. So you are thinking, you are looking here at people from the provincial levels of the ANC in Gauteng, in Limpopo, in Mpumalanga. The NEC is very few in that parliament. It's very, very few. Majority of those MPs come from different structures of the ANC.
Got
so
you.
What you have there is lobbying processes that are not necessarily controlled by members of the NEC of the ANC. That's why they are scared already. That's why they have to fight so much. That's why they have to do a propaganda war today that we have lost. It's because should that moment come where they don't know the outcome of a secret ballot, should that happen, they know that there are a lot of people in those benches who are going to vote otherwise. There are members of the SACP. There are members of COSATU. So it's a bunch of people that they don't necessarily have direct control on.
Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, thanks indeed for your time.
Thank you very much.
That's Mbuyiseni Ndlozi. EFF national spokesperson.